Welcome back to the Weekend Geek, your source for geek and pop culture news that's trending now. Like them on Facebook at the Weekend Geek Radio Show. Here's D Squared.
Welcome back in to the Weekend Geek, your source for geek and pop culture news that's trending now. I want to thank Keith Cooper of Blurdish, blurdish.com. Go check it out. Go support our local creators. I got my boy Keith Cooper on board with us right now. He's with blurdish.com. And so look, one of the things, he's out there doing a show right now, and he's got MicroCon coming up. Hey, Keith, how you doing today, bro?
Doing all right. Believe it or not, look, I'm doing a show. I'm in East Baton Rouge in the East Baton Rouge Parish Library on Goodwood. I'm looking at my co-host. He's hosting the hip-hop event. Shout out to Mike T. Shout out to Mark Dub. So I'm looking at him dancing while I'm in here talking nerd stuff.
I dig it. This is how it should be. This is how it should be. All right, Keith.
And we're celebrating our 6 years of Blurdish.com.
Man, 6 years already? Jesus, dude. That's awesome.
6 years of the podcast.
Wow.
So now look, one of the things I wanted to bring you on about tonight, because I know you were busy right now, but like we have Obi-Wan Kenobi news and the actress Reva, who has been pretty much attacked just simply because she's black, and people are just, you know, crappy people sometimes. And so we could have two white dudes talk about it, but my man who runs Blurdish.com, you know, I wanted to bring you on, Keith. So look, I know you've been keeping up with this whole situation with Moses Ingram. I mean, what is going on, dude?
What's going on, and what has not been going on? It's the usual. A bunch of man babies who can't accept that a universe, a show about galaxies far, far away, have more than people that look and beings that look like them.
Wait, so, and Disney tweeted out, there are more than 20 million sentient species in the Star Wars galaxy. Don't choose to be a racist. That they gotta say that.
You know it's bad when Disney, who don't always get it right, is say diversity. Or, you know, being open-minded, we'll have to tweet this out. That's how bad it was. I saw some of the comments, and they were disgusting.
I mean, that's what I don't understand, because hold on, let me get my sound effect ready, because I got to do this real quick. All right, so Obi-Wan spoilers real quick. I mean, look, and it's not really a spoiler unless you haven't seen it, but the series kind of opens up with little younglings during Order 66. So, you know, the Jedi are being massacred by Vader's personal troops, and there's four or five little younglings, and one of them is a young black girl. And now the prevailing theory is that's probably Reva, which is why the Inquisitors and the Fifth Brother and everybody else hates her, because she was originally a Jedi and they were all picked by Emperor Palpatine before Order 66. So she's like this Johnny come lately, and that's why they all look down their nose at her. But I mean, the story arc is already awesome. And that's what I don't understand, why people are so upset about the character. Is it just thinly veiled racism? Or not so thinly veiled?
Oh, it's not even thin, bro. It's not thinly veiled. Like, I'm not going even, since I'm on here, look, I don't care who get mad. I'm going to say this as PG as I can.
All right.
Just go easily Google the comments that she had to screen post, that she was being called everything from the N-word, so you ain't the only N-word in the galaxy. Or, you know, they even took a shot at Floyd, at George Floyd.
What?
And used his death as a joke. And it was a terribly written joke. I mean, it wouldn't even, like, you know, even if you're going to be a racist, you got at least better spell and enunciate your damn joke. And it was so bad. Like, we barely could figure it, but it was terrible. And it's just like, this woman who, you know what's crazy? Now, shout out to Double Toast. I was listening. And they made a good point. Nope, I never even knew of this actress until these racist crybabies got up here and did all this foolishness. So if this was going to be a one-and-done character, guess what you done did? You have made her a star. You have made her – if you thought she was going to go away, she is not. You're going to get people to rally behind her, and they're going to make her – they're going to blow her up. And that's what generally happens.
If it's a well-written story, it doesn't matter, because it's a well-written story. I mean, if this pans out, and this is just the fan theory side of stuff, where if that ends up being her, it would explain why she hates Obi-Wan so much. I mean, it would explain a lot of things.
Exactly.
And it's character-driven, which was,
And can I just keep it real? I'm going to just keep it real for you.
Yes, sir.
Can I be real, Dave?
Yes, sir, you may.
I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy. you know, I wasn't really, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi is on the back.
And that,
of my,
and that
my
was Keith
burner.
Cooper. Keith Cooper, thank you very much. All right, let's move on. Take a
let me double down on this again. I am not the biggest Star Wars guy. I don't have nothing against it. I clearly, some of the fans. But when I saw her, yeah, I wanted to actually watch because she's fine. She's beautiful, all right? So she's beautiful and she's talented. And you know what? People are going to support. I mean, I might actually go buy one of the damn toys.
There you
know,
go.
Because she got two toys coming out. And it's like, this is what people are talking about. This is why people are creating different sides of geekdom and nerddom to have representation without this foolishness going on. And you know what? It's not going to stop racism. But you know what? Maybe we can teach and learn others and people can stop this foolishness. But you know what? I also want to take a shot at some Star Wars fans.
Okay.
Y'all get everything. Y'all get content. Good Lord. You have one of the most well-moneyed companies that want to make your content.
Right.
Shut up and enjoy it. My God. Like, look, I am an anime fan, right? I'm a big anime fan.
I swear.
Look, like, you know, I love Cowboy Bebop the anime. Mm-hmm. I actually was one of the weirdos that liked the live action show. Am I ever going to get any more of either one? No.
No. Yeah, my son, my son's right there with you. My son was so pissed when they canceled it after the first season because he was so stoked, wanted more Cowboy Bebop in his life, and he ain't getting it.
I liked it too. And it's like, yes, I get the, you know, the extended universe of Space. Tell them to watch Space Dandy. Tell them to watch Carol on Tuesday. That's your extended universe of that. But that's it. Watanabe don't do like double seasons of stuff. You're lucky you get a season two of Carol on Tuesday. That's it.
Look,
it ain't going to be like no 40 years of this stuff.
Right. That is Keith Cooper of Blurtish. Keith, look, you got MicroCon coming up. Tell the listeners about that.
Yes.
And then, of course, tell people about your website and all the stuff that you have available.
MicroCon basically started 6 years ago. I'm one of the community planners. So my day job of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library. You can find more about it at www.ebrpl.com/MCMC. Basically, it's a free con. It's a library con, but we're one of the biggest libraries in the South. This branch in particular in our system is very well funded. So we get vendors to come out. We get comic book writers. We get panelists, different things. We actually expanded it to a 2-day con last year. So it came back after COVID, and we've been trying to grow it and we're working on it. I actually have a meeting on it Wednesday. A couple of vendors out here that I'm looking at right here are going to be here with me. I like my friend Lazy Nerds of Aaron. If any of y'all been on the local comic book scene, con scene, you definitely met Lazy Nerds somewhere from here to Chicago to Florida.
Sweet.
So that's just something that it's been a wonderful thing to do and to be a part of that. And the mission statement of that con, guess what, is to actually have diversity in different things. So if you're a crybaby Star Wars fan who don't like different voices or opinions, come anyway and learn something. I don't want you not to come. I want you to come,
God, I love
bring
you.
A good attitude, and learn something. And maybe, just maybe, we'll change your mind. But you can find me at...
If somebody's mind is already open, blurtish.com, where they can catch your podcast, but you got comic books, you got t-shirts. Where can people follow Blurtish?
You can follow me at www.blerd-ish.com. That's www.blurtish.com. Shirts, comics, merch, different things. The merch store is going to be on sale for the anniversary all month long in June. And again, shout out to my co-host and shout out to the creator of this hip-hop festival going on right now. Mike T, it's our birthdays, and it's Blurtish anniversary, so June is an important month for us.
Dude, that is awesome. Well, Keith, look, I really do appreciate you taking time out, because I know you're literally busy right now working
brother.
A convention, so thank you so much, dude. I appreciate your insight, brother.
No problem.
Thank you, man. Now, all right, Obi-Wan Kenobi, spoilers right now. All right, if you haven't seen episode 3 of Obi-Wan Kenobi, we're about to spoil some stuff for you. But I think most people already know that Darth Vader showed back up. And wow, like the anger was palpable coming out of Vader, and he is just dragging people through force chokes. He cracked some kid's neck. I mean, he's just like, and he doesn't say a word the whole time. Doesn't say a well. I mean, when he's killing people, you know, like he's just like, hey, Obi-Wan, I feel your presence. I'm just gonna kill people until you show up. And Obi-Wan was a little baby and was just terrified. When you finally get the showdown where it's like zoom, red lightsaber, Obi-Wan's like, nope, and he runs away. It's like, you little wimp. And I think one of the things that I've liked about this so far is, like, we talked about it last week where episode one was really how much of a broken man he is, the PTSD, he suffered from all this. And now here he is. He's already chopped off his legs once, you know, he's already beaten him, but he's like, nope, I don't want none of that. Nope, nope, nope. And he just bolted. The fire scene where he sets some stuff on fire and starts dragging Obi-Wan through the fire, he's like, it's only just begun. Your pain has just begun. I mean, he is ready to, like, put this dude through months, years of pain and agony for payback. And, I mean, dude, I was really...
I am what you made me.
Yeah, I mean...
That's what he said. Like, I don't know. I love that. I love the whole thing, but it ruins the original.
No.
I've got to say that.
It doesn't yet.
Last time you met me, you were the master. I was the learner. And it's like,
stop.
You say that.
Vader says stop, okay? He says stop because... The season's not over. The show's not over. What's going to happen? Because Obi-Wan has to find his sack again. So he is going to have to show down with Vader again. And do you think that he's not going to mop the floor with him? Because it took him like 5 seconds just to grab Leia when she was falling off a building. Like, his force powers are so rusty, it's an embarrassment. He was a master. Not like Anakin was like, I'm supposed to be a master. He was a master. And he has just been living in a cave for a decade, and he forgot how to do all this stuff. He hasn't even gotten in touch with Qui-Gon Jinn yet. So that also means maybe Yoda pops up. And if Yoda pops up, I'm going to lose my damn mind. So the whole thing, I was but the learner and you were the master, it doesn't hold yet because the season ain't over and it's going to come back around. Obi will kick his ass and then he'll be back to being the learner. So it's all good, Scudgy.
I hope you are right.
I know
right.
I'm right.
I really do.
Why do people doubt me? Why do people doubt me? We got 30 seconds. All right. As always, I want to strongly urge people to check out the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheWeekandGeek. Follow us on Twitter at Twig Radio. The Instagram is The Week in Geek. Download the iHeartRadio app. Go to News Talk 99.5 WRNO. Click that red microphone button. 30 seconds. Give me your thoughts on Obi-Wan. Is he but the learner and the master? I don't know. You tell me. You can be on the show. Keith Cooper, Blurtish.com. Thank you. Till next time, keep your nerd flag raised high.
From the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, WRNO-FM, New Orleans, and iHeartRadio Station.